Hello and welcome to another episode of Words With Myself. You will often hear and be told to question everything. And I think that's a really important rule of life, is to genuinely interrogate the information that you're being given, to pair it up with your own observations of the world and see how it matches, to understand what agendas might be behind the information that people are trying to feed you. There are many reasons why people may try to get you to believe something, even if it's not necessarily true or in your best interests, for their own personal gain, to profit, to gain influence, to misguide you or mislead you so you are easier to control or less likely to provide adequate competition for them. However, those that are familiar with the phrase, it's generally well understood that this is the application of it, to not trust any outside sources and to only trust the information that you can either prove to for yourself or information that you are gaining from intuition or internal wisdom. But something that is generally a less understood part of that phrase and a much less applied version of the phrase is to be questioning yourself and interrogate your own beliefs, your own thoughts, play devil's advocate with your own beliefs and understand that you are not always right and that you have been programmed with biased information your entire life, where you grew up, the society, the internet, government, everything is trying to program you from the moment that you open your eyes. And even though you may be questioning new information that comes in, people often neglect that stage, that deep interrogation of their current beliefs. Why do you believe what you believe? Why do you believe in your own concepts of good and bad? Where do you get that from? Where do you get your understanding of the right thing to do? Where do you get your understanding of what is good for the world and what is bad for the world? Because as humans, when we get new information, we rationalize it and internalize it by looking at it through the lens of the information we already hold. We look to associate it with known things. It might be like when you're having a conversation with someone and they're saying something about an experience that you went through. And in order to empathize with them, you're relating it to an experience you also went through where you felt a similar way. And you say, ah, I understand how you feel because I have felt the same in a similar situation. And we do this with all information. We look to compartmentalize and organize into known data sets. So the information that you currently hold is as important to question as the new information coming in. But this is not as easy as it sounds, because questioning your held beliefs can actually be a very painful experience. You can have lived your entire life actioning based off of one thought or one held belief. And for that to be questioned, for that to be interrogated, can feel like almost you're questioning your identity, your sense of self, and of course you are. So to interrogate that, to poke and prod and question yourself, can actually not only be painful in an ego sense, like you don't want to be wrong, but also in a sense that you may have ruled a lot of the decisions of your life and taken certain actions based off of inaccurate or falsely held beliefs, something that you have outgrown or decided no longer serves you. So when you start to unpick and unravel all of these things, you can actually see, oh, I was hurting myself and have been hurting myself for a really, really long time. And I've been doing this because I was once told something or I was led to believe something. One of the most common examples is believing that you're not enough, that you're inherently yourself, if you have to action and provide value in order to have some worth. And you end up feeling like you constantly need to provide in order to be worthy, and you need to appease and people please in order to have some kind of value. But in actual fact, when you are in this kind of modality and you are people pleasing and you're just doing things for the sake of doing them for other people, and you're putting your needs last, you're actually diminishing your worth. You're telling yourself and reinforcing that belief time and time again. And to all of a sudden, it might be the case that 30 years down the line, you begin to question this. You can understand how you've been hurting yourself for all of these years consistently. And you can see how that inner child that you've got has been suffering for all of these years, and you've done nothing but look out for other people while this child is suffering inside of you. And that can really hurt to know the damage that we do to ourselves, to know the kind of actions that we've been taking have no longer been serving us. And especially for me, like when it comes to things like depression, a big part of that was knowing that a lot of it, I was hurting myself for a long, long time. And my thoughts were the thing that was sabotaging me the most. I was creating my own hell. And while I had to go through that, while that was something that I did have to process and understand, it was also something that, in retrospect, I think, wow, I caused myself a lot of pain. I made myself suffer unnecessarily for a very, very long time. And I do feel this sense of remorse. And when I question that, when I question those thoughts, and when people were saying things like depression is a chemical imbalance and that it can be sorted out with a pill and all this kind of stuff. And I was lucky enough to know in my heart and have this deep intuition that that wasn't the case. And that it was stuck trauma, and that I needed to process things, and that I needed to push forward. I couldn't just go for this easy solution, but a lot of people are not able to have that belief, or, you know, they are convinced that they have something wrong with them and they're stuck like that and there's nothing they can do about it. And they just have to be subject to these chemical mood swings all the time, and that, you know, they're just broken. And that's what a lot of people believe. That's what I believed for a long time, is that I was just broken. I was faulty goods, and that I just didn't work properly, and that I was never going to work properly. And that is what creates that depression, is knowing that you're in a hole that you can never get out of. And knowing that and having that belief and holding that belief that things are never going to change. They are always going to be as insufferable and miserable as they are now. It's no wonder that people look for a way out of that. And it's no wonder that people think, I need a solution. Like, I need something to change, because right now I'm in such unbearable pain and I'm being told that there is no way out of this, and that the only way out is either to manage it day by day and kind of treat the symptoms, or take a pill and still have to do the same thing, but this pill will aid me in those efforts. And once I started to really question those beliefs, and like, I kind of just felt like that wasn't right. I didn't feel like that was the way. I kind of knew, even though you kind of get in these cycles where no matter how high you climb, it just feels like you drop 10 times lower. And that is the kind of the repeated cycle that causes that feeling that is inescapable. Because no matter how much effort, or no matter how good things seem that they can get, you know that you're just kind of sinking and sinking and sinking. And it doesn't matter how much progress you make, because each time you're going to sink a little deeper. But a big part of that was because I didn't have the tools necessary. I wasn't educated on why I was experiencing these things. And all of the mainstream kind of sources of information were all telling me this thing that I didn't believe in. So I also had that severe case of doubt where I was like, well, maybe I'm wrong. You know, what hubris it must be, or what arrogance I must have to believe that I know all so much better than all of these people. But luckily, I did. I was just arrogant enough, I suppose. I just knew in my heart of hearts that that was not the case. And thank God that things are starting to shift in the world. They're starting to be seen in a different light. And I think that's very important. And I knew that if I kind of had just had someone sit me down and just be like, look, things are bad at the moment and it may feel inescapable, but you need to work through the trauma. You need to sit down and process the things that you're going through, not block them out. Actually work on what is hurting you and not repress it. Work to be stronger and more resilient and take things on less and prioritize yourself more. And knowing that there was a path, knowing that there was something like a way out, that things would improve if I did the right things, that would have made it, the whole thing, a lot better. I would have not felt so trapped or so endlessly lost in this inescapable prison. But because I have been fortunate enough to always question everything, always interrogate myself and the world around me, to work to understand things better and to form my own conclusions, and just see things. Sometimes it just takes things to be put in a common sense light. Like, does this kind of make sense for the world? Does this make sense for me? You know, if I hadn't been told that, would I have thought that? Or is that just something that I believe because everyone else believes? By breaking things down and really questioning this, it can change your entire life. It can change everything that you believe about yourself. You may have been told things and told yourself things for 30 years or 40 years or 50 years or 70 years, whatever the case may be. So over those times and with all of those repetitions of this false belief being ingrained into you, it's no surprise that it's going to be very painful to lift, painful to rip open that wound and to truly look at it and truly inspect it in its entirety to think, am I right? Why do I believe this? What do I believe and why is it so important to me? If you have a really emotional reaction to something, say somebody questions a belief of yours and you're getting really emotional and you can feel your heart beating, you're racing, you're getting angry, you're getting agitated, there's probably a good reason for that. It's probably that a belief is being triggered where you're not really sure why you believe it and you don't appreciate it being interrogated by someone because you're not sure yourself why you believe it. That emotional reaction comes from an insecurity that knowledge is not really yours. You know, it's learned from someone else and you're not quite sure of why you believe it. And it may be the case that it's true, but just you haven't done the work in order to be rooted and sure of it. So if somebody, for instance, questions your religious beliefs, if you were really rooted in that and you'd gone through the journey of questioning, you know, why I believe, why God is important to me, why my God is important to me, and why do, you know, if I hadn't been brought up in the area that I had, would I still have the religion that I had? And why would that? Why would these paths have crossed for me? What is it about me that drew me to this and do I feel connected with? If you can't have those kind of conversations without feeling really agitated and angry, it's a good indicator that you haven't done the work in that area to truly understand it. Because if somebody was asking you, you know, why do you believe the sun rises every morning? You may respond that you don't believe that the sun rises every morning. You know that the sun rises every morning because you can leave your house and you can watch it rise. You can look at the sunrise and it's something that is observable and you are sure of it. And you wouldn't have that kind of same visceral reaction to something that you were uncertain of. Let's say someone says to you, how do you know gravity exists? You might be agitated and feel like, well, of course gravity exists. You know, everyone knows that gravity exists. How does the world work if gravity doesn't exist? How does planes work? But you say, but how do you know? And someone might get upset and agitated at that question because truly they don't understand the whole mechanics or the maths behind gravity. They don't understand the forces and they don't have a scientific explanation, but they're just trusting that that is true because that is what mainstream science says. And that doesn't mean that gravity is not real, but just that person is choosing to believe something rather than know it for themselves. And that defensiveness, that agitation, that anger, that uncomfortableness is a really good indicator of this, that you may believe something, but you haven't done the work to know it. You haven't integrated that information and that knowledge as your own wisdom. It's just something that you have taken from someone else. And anything that you take from someone else and you haven't done the work to truly understand it for yourself. So absolutely, question everything, but definitely question yourself. Understand why you believe what you believe. Ask yourself how you know the things you know, and why do you believe so strongly that the things that you know are true and accurate? And what if everything that you knew to be true was actually wrong? How would that change your view? What if you were wrong about the things that you believe so strongly about? How would that affect you, and what impact could it have? Because when you question things, if you raise doubts and you begin to see your beliefs unfold and unravel, then it could be that those beliefs are not true or inaccurate or not really your beliefs, but something that you've inherited. Or by questioning them, it will only serve to deepen your understanding of your own beliefs, to improve your connection to yourself, to help you to understand exactly why that belief is so important to you. So question everything, especially yourself. Thank you for listening.